This is foresight. A program on how to worship Allah. Today's tip of the connection of sujood, the prostration, with our ubudiyya, the servitude of Allah. Now, dear listeners, in past programs, we have talked about the different ways in which we can increase and strengthen our ubudiyya, increase and strengthen our servitude of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how to increase and strengthen our connection with our loving Creator, Allah the Glorious and Exalted. Of course, in our past programs, we have talked about how ikhlas, sincerity, is very important. We've talked about how acknowledging the blessings of Allah is very important. We've also talked about how asking for forgiveness because of the sins and disobedience that we have committed also increases our ubudiyya and our servitude of Allah. We talked about ruku as being one of the pillars in ubudiyya. We talked about presence of mind, heart, and soul in our prayers when it comes to ubudiyya. Now, we talked about how ruku is a courtesy and how sujood is proximity. Now, sujood or prostration is interesting that in many cultures and in many religions is considered one of the greatest, if not the greatest, form of giving respect, of giving honor, and showing one's humbleness, one's humility, and one's lowliness in front of another. And so, dear listeners, the sujood, the prostration of all created beings is to Allah. Now, whether we hear or whether we see created beings doing prostration or not is a different story. But the Holy Quran and the divine worldview says that all created beings have a consciousness, shu'ur, and they are all engaged in praising and glorifying Allah, the Exalted. So yes, the wind and the sun and the moon and the stars and the rain and the water and all the different animals and all the different plants, everything which is created is glorifying and praising Allah, the Exalted. And they are also doing sujood, prostrating before Allah. Interestingly, it is just man and jinn who have the willpower to not obey Allah and therefore not to do sujood are the ones who we find that in this temporary world will not do sujood. But what is interesting is that in the hereafter, all human beings and all jinn will one way or the other have to prostrate to Allah. At that point, there is no choice. Coming back to what we were saying, there are many verses in the glorious Quran in this regard that all of the created beings are praising and glorifying Allah as well as prostrating to Allah. For example, in the Holy Quran, the word of Allah brought to us untouched and unchanged by the Holy Messenger of Allah, Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. In the verse it says, "Have you not regarded that to Allah prostrates, does sujood, whoever is in the heavens and whoever is on the earth, and the sun, the moon, and the stars, the mountains, the trees, and the animals, and many of mankind. And for many, the punishment has become due."
In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to this segment of the program Foresight. My name is Muhammad, and today I'd like to read to you the English translation of an excerpt from Munajat al-Zahidin, The Whispered Prayer of the Abstainers. Please stay with me. My God, you have settled us in an abode which has dug for us pits of deception, and you have fastened us by the hands of death in the snares of that abode's treachery. In you we seek asylum from the tricks of its guile, and to you we hold fast, lest we be deluded by the glitter of its ornaments. It destroys its pursuers and ruins its settlers. It is stuffed with blights and loaded with calamities. My God, induce us to renounce it and keep us safe from it by your giving success and your preservation from sin. Strip from us the robes of opposing you. Attend to our affairs through your good sufficiency. Amplify our increase from the boundless plenty of your mercy. Be liberal in our gifts from the overflow of your grants. Plant in our hearts the trees of your love. Complete for us the lights of your knowledge. Give us taste the sweetness of your pardon and the pleasure of your forgiveness. Gladden our eyes on the day of meeting you with the vision of you. Dislodge the love of this world from our spirits, just as you have done for the righteous, your selected friends, and for the pious, those whom you have singled out. Through your mercy, O most merciful of the merciful, O most generous of the most generous.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Now, in continuation to what we were saying, talking about sujood, prostration, and the beauties of sujood, and how sujood and prostration can increase our ubudiyah, can strengthen our ubudiyah, our servitude of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorious and exalted be He. In the previous segment, we talked about how everything created in this vast and cosmic universe praises and glorifies and eulogizes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how the Quran says that many of mankind also prostrate to Allah, and a great many who do not punishment is due upon them. Now, one of the ways in which we can really power up our prostration is to be acquainted with the sujood and the prostrations of the divine saints, the awliya of Allah, the near ones, the close ones, the friends, the intimate ones of Allah, the divine saints, the imams, the holy prophets, the messengers. The sujood that they did truly inspires us, you and me, with humility and submission in worship. When we look at the way that they did prostration, it really makes us want to do that kind of sujood, the sujood that truly is so acceptable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so let's go ahead and talk about an instance of this beautiful sujood, this beautiful prostration of the divinely appointed imams of the house and the family of Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. For example, Imam Zain al-Abidin, Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn, also known as Imam Sajjad, Sajjad meaning the one who prostrates the most. He is also the fourth divinely appointed Imam, right? So we have Imam Ali, we have Imam Hassan, Imam Husayn, and Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn, the son of Imam Husayn, who also happened to be in the event of Karbala. Imam Sajjad used to perform his prostrations, his sujood, with such concentration and repetition of the divine names of Allah that whenever he would rise up, his blessed body would be full of perspiration. Subhanallah, glory be to Allah, who has created such divine beings, who has created such Khalifatullah. He has created such proofs of his own upon the creations, that when they were prostrating and they were doing sujood to an extent where their whole body would be full of perspiration. It is truly amazing. And we find that Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam, Imam Musa ibn Ja'far, the seventh divinely appointed Imam, after the Fajr prayers, the dawn prayers, he would place his forehead on the ground and he would remain in that state of prostration for hours. Again, dear friends, he would remain in that state of prostration for hours until the sun was already high in the sky. Now we invite you to listen to Brother Khalil Ja'far.
If I have a young seed or a plant or a sapling, I will not plant it outdoors in winter or in summer, because if I do that, it will die with the cold or with the heat of the sun. I will begin by planting it in a flower pot. I will keep it indoors in a greenhouse, for example. That very same plant, when it begins to bloom and the roots begin to grow, the flower pot now becomes a restriction. It stops it from growing. It is at that point that I break open the flower pot and I take this out and I begin to plant it outdoors so that it grows to its full potential. If I don't do that, it will die. Human beings are the same. Initially, a human being must be nurtured in the pot of tabi'a. That is why when we are born with our animal instinct, with our tabi'a, until there is maturity and understanding. Once there is maturity and understanding, the pot of tabi'a must be broken and exposed to fitra. If that is not done, then the soul will die. So you as a parent, one of your tasks is to be the greenhouse greenhouse, to give your child that flower pot in which they grow, and then to learn at what point they are ready to now come out of that flower pot and reveal their full potential, when it is time for them to grow out of that restriction.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all. لبيك إن